Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at concussion management amongst sports physicians, and finally, a story about cervical manipulation and stroke. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Igloo. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 572, recorded November 18th, 2016. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Igloo, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Igloo, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The primary purpose of a study recently published in the Clinical Journal of Sports Medicine was to examine concussion management practice patterns among sports medicine physicians in the United States. The authors of the study distributed a questionnaire to physician members of the American Medical Society for Sports Medicine, assessing the current practices for evaluating and managing concussions sustained during sports. Specifically, the authors asked respondents about their use of management guidelines, medications, balance assessments, neuropsychological tests, and return-to-play strategies. The study concluded that most sports medicine physicians seem to use recently developed guidelines for concussion management, regularly use medications and neuropsychological testing in management strategies, and follow established return-to-play guidelines. The clinical relevance pearl of the study stated that sports medicine physicians seem to have clinical expertise in the management of sport-related concussion. Surf to our show notes for links. The American Chiropractic Association, the ACA, has recently started to contact doctors of chiropractic about recent media stories related to cervical manipulation and the risk of stroke. There is an ongoing interest in the association between cervical manipulation and the incidence of cervical arterial dissection, CAD, followed by stroke. Historically, opinion rather than fact has often dominated discussions on this topic, even though the incidence of stroke association with cervical manipulation is very rare, and there is a lack of evidence to prove that cervical adjustments cause stroke. The ACA is sensitive to the public's concerns surrounding this complex issue and is offering resources to help doctors of chiropractic disseminate accurate information to patients, healthcare colleagues, and the media. The ACA encourages doctors of chiropractic to speak to patients about the benefits and risks associated with any treatment plan they may recommend, as well as benefits and risks associated with other treatments their patients may consider. The ACA has posted documents and guidance on fostering shared decision-making with patients. The ACA recommends that all doctors be prepared to speak with patients about chiropractic safety. To assist with these discussions, the ACA has developed fact sheets and infographics that may be downloaded, printed, and distributed to patients. Surf to our show notes for these links to patient handouts and talking points. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Entrepreneurs are great at dealing with uncertainty and also very good at minimizing risk. That's the classic entrepreneur. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.